Where did you go, little one? Hiding from Nina like this isn't very nice. It's not like you can hide from me forever. The only door in this hallway that's closed is this one. And you don't think a simple lock is going to keep me from you, do you? This is my home. I have the master key. You're in here, little one. I can smell the fear clinging to the air. I can practically hear your heart thumping out of your chest. Bum bum. Bum bum. Bum bum. I don't think you would be stupid enough to just hide under the bed in a messy room like this, but it doesn't hurt to check. Just like I thought. Completely empty. Where could you have gone, little one? It couldn't have been far. You're only making this more difficult for yourself. Why prolong the inevitable? Don't you want to see what I have in store for you, little one? You're going to make such a lovely victim. Are you behind this chair? Of course not. Behind the chair would be too obvious, and you're a smart one. Able to get out of those bindings in the bedroom and run down the hallway? If only you thought beyond getting out of your restraints, little one. Do you want to take a guess at what I'm thinking about? I don't know why I thought you would respond to that when you're hiding from me. What I'm thinking about is the feeling of your warm red blood on my skin, bathing in it, coating myself in you. I can feel my own blood starting to pump, starting to fill with adrenaline as I hunt you down, little one. I wonder how you'll scream with a knife pressed to your throat. Come out, wherever you are, little one. Not under the table or behind it. What if you put yourself away under my desk? Wishful thinking. If you had done that, I would have rewarded you. Underneath my desk is another one of those places that I plan to keep you. Areas of my house that you'll be allowed in once you've earned it. Hiding from Nina, trying to escape, that only shows me that you can't behave yourself. Maybe I'll have to take a more extreme measure with you to keep you with me. You see, I only want to play with you, little one. Damn, I'm not over here either. You know, I didn't think this room was this big. Where could you have gone? I'm willing to make a deal with you. If you come out and behave yourself, I won't punish you so severely. I'll make sure you can still stand and sit comfortably afterwards if you show yourself to me right now. On the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. You really want to torture yourself just for the sake of it, don't you? Are you sure you're not a masochist or something, little one? Not here. Not there. Where could you have gone? Maybe you're on the other side of the room. I thought you would stick on this side, but maybe you surprised me. You've been doing that a lot lately, getting out of your bindings so easily. How long had you been working on those? You taught me not to use rope against your skin. I wanted to use something soft so that you wouldn't hurt yourself. Nina doesn't want to cause you any more problems, little one. But you're making it difficult for me not to want to hurt you. Is the only way you learn through pain? Through discomfort? If it is, I'll amend our games. I can make them more painful for you so that you enjoy them more. If that's what you wanted. More pain, more difficulty. All you had to do was ask for it, little one. I would have been happy to oblige. Not there either. You know, I'm starting to get a little annoyed with you. Come on. Is this because of what happened to your little friend? You can't still be upset with me over that. Your friend is the one who came snooping around here without my permission. I couldn't tell them you were here. But you started screaming. Such awful screaming because you knew the door was open. I could hear it from upstairs. The only way to make it stop was to strangle them. They were about to call the cops, break into my home, and take my little one from me. We hadn't even gotten to the fun games yet. I wasn't going to let your friend take you away from me. No, no, no. I wanted to play with you more. Don't you see? You're special. I wouldn't work this hard for a random prey if I didn't think it was worth it. You're a glittering beacon amongst all of my previous little ones. You're different. You're special. Wait. Nina, think. You're going about this all wrong. You're looking for them, but your little one probably thinks you two are just playing. This is just some fun game of hide-and-go-seek, so obviously asking you to reveal yourself wouldn't be fun. Oh, that makes so much sense. That breaks the entire rules of the game. I need to go about this differently. Smartly. More quietly. I thought I was reasoning with you while looking and talking to you, but I was coming at this all wrong. Clearly, you want to play with me too, and that's what we're doing right now. Duh. You don't want to leave me. You're loving your time with me. With how well your body responds to me, you just wanted to give me a game to play back with you. What a sweet little one I have, always thinking of me. No. Not under there. You know, I didn't think of this. I figured no one could fit in there. But looking at it now, it's fairly large. More of a walk-in type of thing than a cabinet, if I'm being honest. Wouldn't hurt to peep inside. Little one, are you in here? I wouldn't try to do that if I were you. It would make the knife pressed to your back slide inside you so much easier. I don't think you want that, do you? No, of course you don't. That's why you're special. You can take whatever I give you and look so sexy while doing it. Didn't even have a chance to clean up the blood from this morning, huh? You look like such a mess, little one. Naked, shivering, hiding from me in this closet. Fuck. You look so pathetic. It's getting me so wet. Seeing you in a state like this, looking so pitiful. Red really is your color. It makes me want to spill it from your neck and coat your body in it. That's for the finale, of course. We haven't even gotten to your appetizer yet. You're still fruit being ripened for me, little one. And while this game of hide-and-go-seek was fun, you understand why I have to punish you, right? It's because you broke out of your restraints. If you had asked to play, I would have willingly let you. But you didn't ask. And now you have to get punished for disobeying. Bend over for me, little one. I need to raise my little pink skirt if I'm going to peg you. You should still be good from this morning. All I need to do is slide right in and start fucking you, don't I? Just like I thought. Still open and wet from this morning. Oh, so good for me, little one. Even after breaking out of your restraints and hiding, you can still take it. Just look at that. Just look at you. So responsive to me. You're already starting to get into it, aren't you? There's no reason to be humiliated or filled with shame. It's perfectly natural. Your body responds to being fucked so beautifully. The way it bends to my whims and responds. It's crazy to me that you don't think you're enjoying this because you clearly are. I can hear it in the noises you're trying to hide. Why don't you want to admit how good I make you feel, huh? My cock violating your hole is one of your favorite feelings in the world, little one. You know it is. The way your body sputters underneath mine with every thrust. Your hole trying to take my strap deeper inside like it's not deep enough already. Oh, you're so pathetic, baby. If I told you to reach your hands between your legs to start playing with yourself while I fuck you, you would, wouldn't you? Oh, that's adorable. But I don't want you to do that. See, your punishment for being naughty is you come from my strap, or you don't come at all. Don't fret. You can do it. Just look at you. Taking my strap and restraining from touching yourself. You're doing so good. I know it's hard, little one, but that's why it's a punishment. If it was meant to be fun, then it wouldn't be teaching you a lesson. Oh, just look at that hole of yours. Swallowing my strap. Hungry for whatever I can give you. Your body is loving this, isn't it? Being fucked and used properly. It's all you've ever wanted, right, baby? You can admit it to me. Your lips can spout as many lies as they want. You can pretend that you aren't enjoying this, denying yourself of your orgasm while you're being filled up. All I'm doing is sliding in and out of your sloppy hole and you're moaning, enjoying it so much. You look so good like this. I love how my blue strap looks going inside you. How eagerly you take it deeper. Just like that, little one. Keep it up, and I won't have to use my knife against you at all. It would be such a shame to give you a slice here, or maybe here. To have some of that delicious blood of yours spilling down your back. The pain of the cut blending with the pleasure of my strap. It would be too much for you to handle, wouldn't it? Maybe that's how I'll let you come. By slicing your back open and telling you to come on command. Is that something you think you could do for me? I know you can, little one. If you don't, then you'll just get more punishment. It won't be nearly as generous as this one either. Fucking you like this? It's supposed to be a reward and a punishment at the same time. Punishment for disobeying me and getting out of your restraints, but a reward for wanting to play with me. See, your body already knows how to please me. It wants to give itself to me. All it needs is for your brain to be on board with it, baby. Come on, give yourself to me. Don't you want to play like this for the rest of your life? Wouldn't it feel good to constantly be dancing between pleasure and death with me? Then adrenaline coursing through your veins, giving you the most mind-melting orgasms of your life. Don't you want to drown in the pleasure I can give you, little one? Your body wants to. Your body is enjoying being taken advantage of like this. Feeling my strap fucking you, punishing you, and you're loving it. Trying to bite back those moans of pleasure. You can't deny yourself from me. You can't deny yourself the pleasure you're feeling. That need to orgasm building up in your guts, bringing you closer to the edge with every thrust. You're gonna be able to come on my strap just like I knew you would, little one. Taking me so well, doing such a good job. You look so fucking sexy like this. Love watching your ass move to meet my thrust. What? Did you not realize that was what was happening, little one? Oh, you poor thing. I wasn't lying to you, baby. I never would. Your body loves how I fuck you. Your body craves this treatment. I'm only giving you what you need, little one. What you deserve. You brought this fucking on yourself, after all. You could have stayed in a comfortable bed with the soft restraints and taken a nap. But you decided to be naughty. And I can't let that behavior go unpunished. I wouldn't want you to start thinking that's okay. And then, then one day you would get the idea of escaping me, and you're not going to. You're never leaving this place. You're never leaving me. You're mine, little one. At least until I get bored of you. Better do your best to keep my attention then, right? Going to make you come like this, little one. Going to make you come on my strap whether you want to or not. Your body is going to get what it wants, what it needs, not your brain. It's clear that the only thing your body wants is to come with me filling you up. The only thing you need to orgasm is something inside your hungry hole. Isn't that right, baby? Oh, look at you. Taking me so well. Oh, doing such a good job for me. The pretty blue strap sliding in and out of your sloppy hole. So special, baby. So perfect. The best prey I could ever want to hunt. The only prey that's ever challenged me like this. Gotten me this excited. The ways I want to make you scream, little one. How many lashes from a flogger do you think you would be able to take before passing out? How long can you ride a dildo before your legs give out? How long are you going to last before you come for me? It's only a matter of time. Your body's so close to coming already. You just need a little something to send you over the edge, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, of course you do, baby. And I'll give it to you. I'll give my little masochists exactly what they need. With my cold knife pressed against your skin. Oh, I know it hurts, but you should see how lovely the red blossoms on your skin as I slice it so easily. You're practically begging to be cut. I know it hurts, but doesn't that make my strap feel that much better? Oh, I know it does. Oh, fuck. Such gorgeous, gorgeous blood. So sexy, little one. Being coated in your own saccharine scarlet as I slice you up. It must feel orgasmic. The jealousy I feel of you right now, baby. Are you going to come for me? Feeling the fresh cuts on your back, the blood sliding down your naked body, my strap fucking your sloppy hole. You're going to come for me just like this, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. Come for me, little one. Show me just how pathetic you truly are. Come like this, covered in blood, new and old, hiding in a closet and taking it from behind. Just like that, baby. Oh, good job. Coming without touching yourself. I told you you could do it. I told you that you could come without being touched. So good for me, little one. Oh, tastes so delicious. Oh. Oh, fuck. I'm soaking, baby. You just taste so good. Swallowing all your blood down. Basking in your post-orgasm bliss with you. Isn't this just paradise, baby?